Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dezkemir Group first quarter 2017 unaudited IFRS financial results on 3rd of May 2017. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask a question. Before we start, we would like to draw your attention to the fact that some of the information during this call contains projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future financial performance of Dezkemir Group. You can identify forward-looking statements by terms such as expect, believe, anticipate, estimate, intend, will, could, may, or might. The negative of such terms or similar expressions. We wish to caution you that their statements are only predictions and that actual events or results may differ materially. We do not intend to update these statements to reflect events and circumstances occurring after today's date or to reflect the occurrence anticipated events. Many factors could cause the actual results to differ materially from those contained in our projections or forward-looking statements, including, among others, declining economic and credit conditions, our competitive environment, risk associated with operating in Russia, rapid technological and market change in our industries, as well as many other risks specifically related to Dezkemir Group and its operations. Speakers, the floor is yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Today on the line, Anna Garmanova, CFO of the company. My name is Sergei Levitsky. From today, I hold the position as the head of IR. Alexey Voskobolnik, ex of head of IR, is also on the line. He moves to another company, which is in the perimeter of the AFK CTM Group. Anna Garmanova, we'll start our presentation with brief of key financial results.
Okay, good afternoon, colleague. Let's move to the slide number 3. And first of all, we would like to start our presentation with brief of key financial results. And first of all, we have continued in the first quarter, we have continued the growth of our main financial results. And as you can see on this slide, our revenue growth for the first quarter was 28%, and we reached 21 billion rubles in absolute. Also, we have double-digit like-for-like. A little bit later, I tell you some information about the dynamic of our like-for-like. What's more, you know that we work hard for improving our operating efficiency, and in the first quarter, over 300 bps of improvement in our SG&A as a percent of revenue. Due to it, we can kept very attractive and low price for our goods and to attract additional customers to our stores. What else? In the first quarter, we show very high growth of our net profit, and we earn about 137 million rubles as a net profit. And also, we keep conservative financial policy. Our ratios of net debt to adjusted EBITDA was 1.9 times. Let's move to the next slide, the slide number 4. First of all, somewhat about the dynamic of our like-for-like. You can see the figures at the top right part of this slide. As you can see, we kept like-for-like on the level 11.2% in the first quarter, including 13%, more than 13% number of the ticket and slightly negative dynamic average ticket. For us, it's a very perfect result because it shows us that our strategy OmniPrice is very attractive and it allowed us to attract a new consumer in our stores. As you can see, we have a slightly negative dynamic of average ticket, but it's the consequences of our OmniPrice strategy, which we set it up in the last year. And as you remember, in the first quarter of the last year, we had the different price for the toys in our offline and online stores. In this first quarter, we had the similar price for the all assortment. That's why you can see such dynamic of our average ticket. At the left bottom part of the slide, you can see dynamic of our EBITDA, and you can see that the growth of our EBITDA was 37%, and we reached a level of EBITDA margin in size of 5.3% compared with the first quarter of the 2016 when it was 4.9%. At the right part of the slide, bottom right part of the slide, you can see dynamic of our cash conversions and financial return. You can see that we keep very high level of cash conversions and the level of 77%. Let's move to the next slide, the slide number 5, somewhat about our profitability. At the top left part of the slide, you can see that the growth of our gross profit in the first quarter was about 18%, and we reached in absolute 6.4 billion rubles. At the lower part of the slide, you can see that we had a slightly negative dynamic in our gross profit margin, but for us it's a normal situation, so we keep the best price on the market, and it's also the consequences of our omni-price strategy. On the right part of the slide, you can see improvement in our SG&A cost. You can see that we improve our SG&A cost by 3% as a percent of revenue, and the main impact was from our rent cost and our payroll cost. Due to it, despite of slightly declining in our gross profit, we decrease our EBITDA margin by 0.4% as a percent from revenue. Let's move to the next slide, the slide number 6. So what about our cash flow conversion and the cash flow? At the right part of the slide, you can see our cash flow statement, and you can notice that in the first quarter, we had negative operating cash flow in size of 4.4 billion rubles, and the main of course, for such negative dynamic is the investment in our working capital. We invest in the first quarter in our working capital about 4 billion rubles. For us, it's very it's a normal situation because we have some following causes for it. And first of all, you know that our business have high seasonality with high impact for our revenue and our EBITDA in the fourth quarter. The second point, you know that according to our contract term with our suppliers, we pay for all our purchases in the fourth quarter and for the goods which have been sold in the fourth quarter in the first quarter of the next year. You can see that in the Q4 in the 2016, we increase our purchase by 4.7 billion rubles, and we increase our turnover in purchase price by 3.7 billion rubles. In the first quarter of 2017, you can see that we increase our EBITDA by 37%, but in absolute we increase the sum by 300 million rubles. That's why we have such huge impact to our operating cash flow in the first quarter, because we need to pay for the all purchases which have been in the Q4 in the 2016. So we think that the first quarter is not the best period when we can consider the dynamic of our working capital, and we think that during full 2017 we normalize the situations with our working capital. Also, I would like to pay attention that we improve the turnover of our receivable by 1 day, and we improve the turnover of our inventory by 4 days. And also, we kept a very high level of cash flow conversions. You can see the size of 77%. Let's move on to the next slide, the slide number 7. Somewhat about our financial policy. We continue to keep very conservative financial policy. We haven't got any debt denominated in currency. All our debt is denominated in ruble. And our leverage to the end of the first quarter was 1.9 times, and our weighted average interest rate was about 11%. And we continue to work with the main Russian International Bank. What else? Most of our debt has fixed interest rate.
So thank you for your attention, and now we are ready to turn to Q&A session.
Thank you. We will now start questions and answer session. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have the first question. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our first question comes from Neda Iqbal, Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the call. Just firstly on the margins, the gross margins declined by 270 basis points year-on-year in the first quarter. Do you expect a similar trend in the coming quarters, or do you expect an improvement in this trend? And secondly, on the EBITDA margin improvement, if we see that it's driven by rent and payroll costs, have you renegotiated better rental terms, or is it just operating leverage? Thank you.
Thank you for your question. So the main reason of decline in gross margin in Q1 of 2017, this is our omnichannel strategy. In particular, the main change of this strategy is the matching prices, as you know, between online and offline segments. So what does it mean? It means that in 2016, we decreased our offline prices in order to align them with online prices. For example, in Q1 of 2016, the share of same prices amounted to about 30%. That is why average ticket in the third quarter of the last year was higher, and that is why we got decline in our gross margin and decline in the like-for-like average ticket. But we would like to point out that this strategy allowed it for us to attract new customers, and we achieved double-digit like-for-like number of tickets. According to forward-going, we expect effect on the second quarter of this year and the third quarter, and we don't expect any significant effect on the fourth quarter of this year, because the share of the same prices in the first quarter of the last year was around 100%.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Natalia Zagvozdina, Erna Capital.
We would like to answer to the second questions of our colleague about improvement of our G&A cost. Okay?
Yeah.
Yes, you know that we improve our G&A cost as a percent of the revenue, and the main impact was from rent and from the payroll. You know that we have the best price in our rent contract, and in the beginning of this year, we resigned the contract with our landlords in part of some discounts which we had in the last year. So we think that in this year, we're sure that in this year we will have such the best conditions in our land with our landlords. Regarding payroll, there are two issues which influences for improving of our of its share from revenue. It's first of all, you know that in the middle of the last year we set it up some business process and automation with business processes that due to it we reduce one person in each store. So now we see such results of this improvement. And the second issue which influences for this improvement is that we haven't got such huge growth of our salary compared with the growth of our revenue in total. That's why we decrease the share of our payroll from the revenue.
Thank you. Can we take another question?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, okay. So our next question comes from Natalia Zagvozdina, Verno Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I have two questions, please. This working capital increase that you mentioned, about 4 billion rubles, you probably funded it through short-term debt. Do you plan to retire this debt by the end of this financial year? And my second question is in terms of the management incentive program and the accrued bonuses, do you expect it to continue at the same pace through the remaining three quarters of the year, or could you give us an indication or repeat what it will be for the whole year that you plan to assign to the long-term incentive program? Thank you.
Okay, you're absolutely right. In fact, of the dynamic of our working capital, now we had some negative dynamic in part of our payables, but we're absolutely sure that during the full year we improve the situations because the fourth quarter take a very high part in our turnover and in our revenue. The first quarter hasn't got such a high impact. So we think that we improve our working capital during the full year. The second question is regarding our LTI program. You know that we include in our first quarter statement LTI cost regarding LTI in size of 282 billion rubles, including 209 million rubles as a payment and about 73 million as a provision for the future payment. As I was saying to you before, I mean the previous our conference call, the total fund of this program is expected to amount approximately 3% of the increase in the company's value between the RKIF transactions and the IPO. And it was equivalent in size of 620 million rubles. But we calculated the sum according to the price which was during the IPO. You know that according to our program, employees assigned phantom shares, and if the price for our shares will be increased in this side, our payment also will be increased. And now we think that about 75% of all this sum we will put in our statement in 2017, and another 25% we will put in our statement in the future period.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Victoria Petrova, Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Congratulations on strong results. I've noticed that your Russian accounting standard net income for 2016 was above the IFRS. Could you once again reconfirm that it will be paid as a dividend from Russia, and does it suggest a couple billion higher payment than if we were to derive it from IFRS statement? And in general, could you let us know what portion is yet to be paid in 2017, how management looks at it, and my this is on dividends, and my second question is related to consumer environment and foreign exchange rate. First of all, are you observing any deflation on your cost base driven by stronger ruble? Are you translating into prices, or maybe you're seeing some potential for maybe some gross margin advantage in the second quarter and later through the year, or do you fully invest it into end customer? And in general, do you treat customers as highly price sensitive? Has anything changed since fourth quarter 2016? Are you seeing any improvement, or on the opposite, any worsening in the consumption patterns in your segments? Thank you very much.
Thank you for your question. In terms of dividends, you're absolutely right. We have already announced that we will recommend our board of directors to pay out 100% of net income under Russian account standards for the full year of 2016. And as you know, that we have already paid out for the 9 months of 2016 in the December of the last year, which amounted to about 3.1 billion rubles. And as you understand that in terms of our recommendation, the other dividends for the remaining net income is fourth quarter of the 2016 will be amount about 2.6 billion rubles. But this is our recommendation. In terms of our dividend policy and in terms of the next intermediate dividend for 9 months of 2017, we can say that it will be at least 50% of net income under IFRS for this period.
Under IFRS, right? And it will be paid similarly in December, right? In December 2017. So the schedule would not change.
Yeah, we didn't change our dividend policy, and we can say only about at least 50% of net income under IFRS, at least.
Thank you.
Okay, regarding your second question about strong ruble, we can see the following. First of all, you know that about 80% of all our purchases we have in ruble. That's why now we haven't got any decreasing in our purchase price. That's why we haven't got any impact to our financial results due to strong ruble. In the future, we think the following. If we will receive some discount to our purchase price, and if the market conditional will allow us to earn additional marja, additional profit, in this way we receive this profit. If the market situation will be another and other participants of the market will decrease the retail price, in this case we also will decrease our retail price, because for us it's very important to keep attractive retail price. But in any case, for us, the main goal to keep double-digit EBITDA margin. And we will follow this goal.
Thank you very much. And could you comment on consumer?
Can you repeat?
Has anything changed? Has anything changed in consumer behavior? Has consumer become more price sensitive, less price sensitive? Are you seeing any trading down? Because we obviously observe quite weak consumer behavior in food retail, but we're not sure how they behave in your subsectors, in children's products, and toys, and also newborn products. Are you seeing any, observing any changes or any improvement, or on the opposite, has your customer become poorer and more sensitive in the first quarter 2017, or maybe a bit better?
Of course, we see these changes. We saw these changes at the beginning of the economic crisis in Russia, when consumers started to control their spending. That is why they start to go to the convenience stores in order to control their spendings. But in terms of our results, as you can see, that we have really outstanding results on our like-for-like growth if we're comparing with negative like-for-like growth in food retailers. And for example, in terms of our traffic generated products, in terms of the public data of Nielsen, we see that we increased market share in this product category. At the same time, hypermarkets decrease the market share in these product categories. That is why our strategy works. So we don't see any effect on our results, but we see harm on the results of our other competitors, especially hypermarkets.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad.
We would like to thank everyone for joining this call today. If anyone has any follow-up questions, please don't hesitate and get in touch with us. Thank you for everyone, and have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That would conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. Ladies and gentlemen, you may now disconnect.